This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government running various programs for poverty alleviation. Main opposition Nepali Congress accuses government of not being able to work as per people's aspirations. Finance Ministry decides not to allow extra vacancies to avoid financial liabilities. And China announces drop in new cases for third strategic day. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the government has been undertaking various programs to meet the basic needs of people in order to alleviate poverty. Addressing a program organized in Dhamak of Japa district, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli further said the government is determined to build an advanced country based on social justice, fulfilling basic needs of people such as education, health and employment. The Prime Minister informed that Youth Self-Employment Program, People Residence Program, various youth and student targeted programs are in operation to alleviate the poverty. According to Prime Minister Oli, 3,000 kilometers road has been backtopped and 235 bridges have been built within 2 years, accelerating the pace of development. Meantime, PM Oli paid a survey visit to Dhamak, Chisapani, Rabi Road. Similarly, PM inaugurated newly backtopped road linking Krishna Mandir of Dhamak and Bildangi and newly constructed bridge over Mawa River linking Dhamak and Miklajung of Morang. At the same time, he also handed over the key of newly constructed integrated model housing to community. The integrated model housing has been completed with the 30 million rupees financial support of federal, provincial and local governments. Nepali Congress has blamed the government of failing to work as per people's aspirations. Organizing a press meet at the party headquarters at Sanepa today, Nepali Congress spokesperson Biswa Prakash Sharma said the government has failed to cash the opportunities to address the aspirations of people. Spokesperson Sharma further said despite favorable political environment after the three levels of elections, very civilized and responsible opposition and two-thirds of majority for government, the government has failed to utilize the opportunities. Spokesperson Sharma accused the government of failing to fulfill the basic responsibilities like managing national borders, curb corruption, maintain peace and security, and seek price hike. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gokul Prasad Baskota, has urged the school teachers not to knock the door of politicians and people's representatives for getting promotion and transferred at their convenient schools. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of 38th anniversary of Parbat Basic School and inauguration of a six-room newly constructed building at Bonepa Municipality 3 today, Minister Vaskota said the time for adjustment of teachers has initiated. So do not request leaders and people's representatives for transfer and promotion. Teachers should be there where the students are. Similarly, inaugurating the two-storied six-room building of Ward Office of Bonepa Municipality 3, Minister Vaskota added that a law has been passed to recover the amount of contractors failing to complete the construction task within the given deadline. Furthermore, Minister Vaskota also inaugurated a newly constructed bridge at Nandi Mata River at Bonepa 3 today itself. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has overseen the under-construction Federal Parliament building today. Meantime, Speaker Sapkota urged the officials to complete the works in time and give a positive message. Speaking on the occasion, Director General of Urban Development and Building Division, Mori Lal Gilal, said the new building will be equipped with latest technology and will be completed within 3 years. 175 Nepalese airlifted from Wuhan of China earlier this morning have been taken to the quarantine facility set up at Khawipati of Bhaktapur. The Nepal Electricity Authority Training Center has been converted into a temporary quarantine center where they will spend at least 2 weeks before going home. Likewise, the numbers of the crew of the Nepal Airlines aircraft that brought back the Nepali students have been taken to the drinking water training center in Nagarkot. They include 3 pilots, 2 nurses and 7 other crew members. Upon arrival at the Trivandrum International Airport, all the 175 returnees underwent a health checkup before they were transported via 4 buses to Kavipati. The men, women and the medical teams have been separated into 3 different buildings inside their training center. They will be monitored during their stay at the facility and will be shifted to the Sukrawas Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital or Patan or Armed Police Hospital in case any coronavirus suspicion. The people in the facility will not be allowed to meet within their family members or outsiders. However, the visitors' room will inform the family members about the people in the quarantine. A media room has also been set up outside the facility. Around-the-clock joint security provision has also met with the control room overseeing the center. The hearing of the case against former Speaker Krishna Bahadur Maharaj has been adjourned today to resume the hearing tomorrow. Former Speaker Maharaj is in custody following a rape accusation. Registrar at Kathmandu District Court, Ananda Prasad Sister, said the hearing of the case started at the single bench of District Judge Omar Raj Podel. The court was adjourned due to lack of time. Registrar Sister further said the verdict will come tomorrow. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Iswar Pokhrel has said the government has taken diplomatic initiatives to bring back the enclosed lands at Kalapani, Lipu Lake and Limpiadhura at the Far West border. Inaugurating Far West Tourism and Trade Fair and Darchula Carnival 2076 Bikram Samat at Darchula today, DPM Pokhrel said the government has sent a protest letter to the government of the India claiming the territory as indivisible part of Nepal. DPM Pokhrel reiterated that the government's commitment to safeguard the national territory, saying no encroachment of Nepali territory is tolerable to government. The Finance Ministry is to take a strong measure to check creating new public offices and adding new posts in the public agencies considering financial liabilities. The government is adopting a policy of squashing all the bodies working in parallel with the Constitutional Commission and the ministries and stop setting up new public offices. The Finance Ministry has also decided to provide adequate budget to the initiated projects for their completion. The Finance Ministry has also decided to disburse the remaining budget by the end of this Nepali month. The Ministry is also planning to direct the subordinate bodies to finish contract process of the projects by the end of this Nepali month. The Finance Ministry has also decided to provide enough budget for National Pride projects. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now, short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back to the news. Nepal and Bangladesh are holding ministerial-level dialogues focusing on connectivity, energy and trade promotion. A Nepali delegation led by Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali is leaving for Dhaka tomorrow morning at the invitation of his Bangladeshi counterpart. The Foreign Affairs Ministry sources have said the issues such as energy, trade and transit, connectivity, tourism, investment, regional and multilateral cooperation will be discussed. During the dialogues, the team comprises the officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, and Ministry of Energy, Hydropower and Irrigation. Foreign Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi said the dialogue will be useful as it will provide a venue for sharing achieved expertise and experiences. The European Investment Bank will provide 12.4 billion rupees grant to the government of Nepal for its electricity system upgradation project. An agreement in this regard was signed by Chief of the International Economic Cooperation Coordination Division at the Ministry of Finance, Sri Krishna Nepal, Director of the Department in the European Investment Bank, Marwai Shobaragun, and Legal Counsel at the European Investment Bank, Borja Agjan Gaiti. Ministry of Finance informed that the grant will be utilized in expanding electricity access, increasing electricity supply, and facilitating power trade in State 5, Karnali State, and Far West State. He further informed that the Nepal Electricity Authority aims to complete the project by December 2023. You are listening to 8 p.m. English news from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. China has announced a drop in new cases from the coronavirus outbreak for a third consecutive day. New cases spiked earlier in the week after a change in the way they were counted, but have been falling ever since. Today, Chinese authorities reported 2,009 new cases and 142 more deaths nationwide. In total, more than 68,000 people have been infected in China, with the death toll standing at 1,665. Outside of China, there have been more than 500 cases in nearly 30 countries. 4 people have died outside China. Yemen's Houthi rebels have claimed that more than 30 civilians have been killed in air raids carried out by a Saudi UAE-led military coalition. The United Nations confirmed the death toll as it deployed a shocking failure to protect the war-torn country's unarmed population. The air raids in northern Al-Jawf province came hours after the Houthi said they had shot down a Saudi fighter jet in the same area with an advanced surface-to-air missile. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern and central regions, along with few places of western region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government running various programs for poverty alleviation. Main opposition Nepali Congress accuses government of not being able to work as per people's aspirations. Finance Ministry decides not to allow extra vacancies to avoid financial liabilities. And China announces drop in new cases of coronavirus for third straight day. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to the special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be partly cloudy with chances of light snowfall in all three regions in the country. Now wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the western region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 270 degree 20 knots, 4 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meters, 270 degree 40 knots, minus 13 degrees Celsius. At 7000 meters, 270 degree 60 knots, minus 22 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 270 degree 70 knots, minus 26 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the central region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 270 degree 20 knots, 5 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 240 degree 50 knots, minus 12 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 240 degree 60 knots, minus 25 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 270 degree 70 knots minus 25 degrees Celsius. And wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the eastern region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 240 degree, 25 knots, 5 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 270 degree, 50 knots, minus 11 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 250 degree, 60 knots, minus 21 degrees Celsius. And at 9,000 meters, 270 degree, 70 knots, minus 25 degrees Celsius. That's the end of the special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.